How you doing, everybody? I'm Nina Taylor with this week's Gospel News. Israel Houghton is a Grammy, Dove, and Stellar Award-winning CCM artist. He's a songwriter, producer, and worship leader. He is best known for his work with Israel and New Breed and their multi-gold-selling albums, including 2004's Live from Another Level, 2005's Alive in South Africa, and 2015's Covered Alive in Asia. He became involved full-time in worship ministry in 1989. He looked to overcome cultural and denominational barriers. With this idea as a centerpiece, Israel formed New Breed Ministries in 1995 and a group of world-class musicians and singers. Touring extensively brought the ministry's powerful and diverse sound to churches across the U.S., while Israel's two 1997 releases, Whisper It Loud and Way of the World, kicked off his recording career. New Season from 2001 became his first Israel and New Breed release and their first release on Sony. The label also issued Real in 2002 and Live from Another Level in 2004. Alive in South Africa for 2005 featured a performance in Cape Town in front of 8,000 attendees. It was followed by Love God, Love People, the London sessions in 2010. In 2012, Integrity issued Decade. Houghton and his group continued to document their travels with Covered Alive in Asia, released in 2015. Have you ever been curious about how Resurrection Sunday or Easter is celebrated in other cultures? Well, in Nigeria, it's a vibrant celebration marked by religious observance, family gatherings, and community events. It's a time when people wear white clothing, attend church services, enjoy festive meals, and often participate in outdoor activities like picnics and soccer games. Their wearing of white clothing is a traditional practice symbolizing the joy and purity associated with the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In Germany, Easter celebrations include decorating Easter trees and fountains with eggs, hunting for eggs and treats, and enjoying festive meals. Bonfires are also a traditional part of Easter, particularly on the night before Easter Sunday. In Jamaica, Easter is a public holiday celebrated with religious observance, family gatherings, and cultural festivities. Holy Week services, special church events like sunrise services, and the popular tradition of bun and cheese. Easter Monday is often a time for recreation, including kite flying and beach visits. In France, families gather with special meals, often featuring lamb, and children participate in Easter egg hunts. Church bells play a significant role in celebrations. They travel to Rome to be blessed and return with chocolate egg. In Israel, Easter is celebrated with a blend of religious processions, church services, and pilgrimage sites. Jerusalem is the focal point for Easter celebrations, with events like Via Dolorosa, procession, and services at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. Protestant Christians often gather for sunrise services at the Garden Tomb. On Palm Sunday, there is a reenactment of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem with palm fronds, often starting at the Mount of Olives. On Good Friday, the Via Dolorosa procession in the Old City of Jerusalem, where pilgrims walk the path believed to be followed by Jesus on the way to his crucifixion. And on Easter Sunday, masses and processions and a sunrise service at the Garden Tomb for Protestant Christians. And there's the Ceremony of Holy Fire, a unique Orthodox Christian ceremony on Saturday where a candle is miraculously lit from within the tomb. Here's this week's top 10 gospel songs. Number 10, Carvin Winans with God's Still Working on Me. 9, I Can, Marcus Jordan. 8, I Prayed for You, Major. 7, Amen, Pastor Mike Jr. 6, All Yours, Kiara Sheard and Anthony Brown. 5, You've Been So Faithful, Ten and Sherry. 4, Don't Give Up, Ernest Pugh. 3, Deserve to Win, Tamela Mann. 2, Only One Way Home, the Mississippi Mass Choir. And number 1, Change Your Mind by Fred Hammond, Keith Staton, and Marcus Cole. Well, that's your top 10 songs, Easter celebrated in other cultures, and your gospel news. I'm Nina Taylor. Let's get back to more great gospel music on this great station.